KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 25 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the area until 9 o'clock tonight, except for the far west and southwest counties, where that advisory will expire at 6 p.m. Expect mixed precipitation today with a changeover to light snow this evening. Ice accumulations around 1/10 of an inch are expected, with up to 3/10 in some locations, and snow of less than 1/2 inch is expected this evening. The ice and snow conditions will result in difficult travel conditions, and be prepared for reduced visibilities at times. In the news, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the Page County Sheriff's Office contacted Montgomery County at around 1:47 a.m. today with regard to a car accident that occurred sometime between the Page and Montgomery County line. Several agencies were called to search for the accident scene. The overturned vehicle was located at the intersection of 270th Street and D Avenue in a cornfield. The driver, 26-year-old Ethan Ted Schoonover, and his passenger, 22-year-old Demi Ray Skidmore, both of Red Oak, were checked by rescue crews for injuries. Schoonover refused transport to the hospital, but Skidmore was transported to the Shenandoah Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries. Schoonover was subsequently arrested for OWI first offense. His intoxication test came out to .160, or twice the legal limit. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held in a $1,000 cash bond. Agencies assisting at the accident scene included the Montgomery County Emergency Management, Red Oak Fire and Rescue, Essex Fire and Rescue, and Shenandoah Rescue. A traffic stop early this morning in Ringgold County resulted in the arrest of a Decatur County man on drug charges. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Office reports deputies conducted the traffic stop in a parking lot of a Casey's General Store. During the stop, the canine Hecky was deployed and alerted on the vehicle. The driver of the car, 32-year-old Joshua Jerome Baker of Leon, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A passenger in the vehicle, 37-year-old Travis Eugene Moffat of Mount Air, was charged with possession of marijuana. Both men were being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail until appearing before a magistrate. Officials at the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, or DCI, report the state medical examiner's office has ruled the death of a Union County man as a homicide, but information about the matter of death was not released. That is, the autopsy was conducted on the body of 45-year-old Paul Allen Scheel. The Creston man's body was found in his apartment February 14th after authorities were asked to conduct a welfare check on him. The death was originally considered to be suspicious. Authorities said this is an ongoing investigation and that the public is still being asked if they have any information regarding the homicide of Scheel. They're asked to call the Union County Law Enforcement Center at 641-782-8402. Elsewhere in the news, the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund has recently given some funds to some great projects in two communities. Kim Wyman with the Griswold Little League received a check in the amount of $2,000 for updates needed at their complex. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said Trevor was all about baseball, so we're very happy with this project. Members of the Griswold area have been huge supporters of our fundraising efforts through the years, and we are happy to pay it forward to them. Deb Schuler with the Kiwanis Club received a check in the amount of $500 for their annual bike helmet project. Melanie Petty said this is a project that's close to our hearts, as Trevor was the recipient back when he was in third grade, and it made a great impression on him. She said also that we would like to thank all of our supporters for their generosity. At our annual golf tournament, because of them, we're able to help numerous groups through the year. Plans are already being made, according to Petty, for the 10th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament, which will be held Saturday, August 11th at Nishna Hills Golf Course in Atlantic. Well, Friday marked a full decade for the annual Day of Service and Giving on what would have been the 24th birthday of an Eagle Grove boy. Aaron Eilerts was 14 when he was killed by a tornado that hit the Boy Scout camp in Harrison County in 2008. Beth Steffes is a counselor with the Robert Blue Middle School, and she says students at Aaron's old school are tackling a list of projects, several of which were started by Aaron.
We will have students that will be sewing pillowcases like he used to do and donating those to hospitals and care centers. We are going to be decorating pillowcases to send to soldiers. We'll be making dolls to send to orphanages, pet blankets for different veterinary clinics.
Students have branched off and launched their own community service projects, which Steffa says are inspired by Aaron's memory.
We've got some projects that are going to go out to some of our senior citizens and shut in some painting of some pots and planting of flowers and making some baskets and just a variety of projects going on throughout the day.
Steffa says it's such a treat for the students to be carrying on Aaron's thoughtful volunteer efforts year after year.
We are honored that we are able to continue this legacy. A proclamation was made 10 years ago that every year on Aaron's birthday, there would be a day of service and giving.
Former Iowa Governor Chet Culver signed the proclamation in 2008, marking February 24th as a statewide day of service and giving in memory of Eilerts. The Robert D. and Billy Ray Center gives out an award each summer to an Iowan who follows the lead of Aaron Eilerts in giving back to their communities during the Iowa Character Counts Awards ceremony. And finally in the news, a longtime deputy commissioner with the Iowa Division of Labor who died just over a year ago left behind a large gift that will benefit firefighters across the state. The bequest from Walter Johnson came as no surprise to his friend and former co-worker Mary Bryant, who says that Wally spent 30 years in public service.
And pretty much dedicated his life to safety for Iowa employees.
A $130,000 check was recently delivered to State Fire Marshal Dan Wood. Johnson, in his will, requested the money be directed toward the state's Fire Service Training Bureau.
So at this time, we're kind of evaluating what we're going to spend that money on so we spend it the right way, the proper way, and the most effective way. That's what we'll be doing going forward. Nothing specific yet planned.
Wood, a Clarinda native, became the state fire marshal late last year. Walter Johnson was a Hopkinton native who graduated from Maquoketa Valley High School in 1965. He died last February at the age of 69 due to kidney failure and other complications. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, John Rich, age 74 of Panora, died February 2nd at the Guthrie County Hospital. A remembrance gathering for John Rich will be today at 11 a.m. at the Owl's Nest in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Gary Simmons, age 79 of Atlantic, died February 13th in Trainer. Funeral services for Gary Simmons will be today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Hupp, age 67 of Panora, died Wednesday in Perry. A visitation for William Hupp will be held Sunday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Virgil Henriksen, age 87 of Audubon, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Virgil Henriksen will be held Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Dick Gross, age 83 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Dick Gross will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ruby Jane Paulson, age 92 of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Ruby Paulson will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Dorothy Brammer, age 89 of Panora, died Wednesday in Guthrie Center. A funeral mass for Dorothy Brammer will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Robert Dale Buck, age 94 of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Buck will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Marianne Elaine Weddle, age 80 of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Marianne Weddle will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Cynthia Pedersen, age 68 of Des Moines, died Thursday at her home. Memorial services for Cynthia Pedersen will be next Thursday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Michael Bruce Kanan, age 63 of Defiance, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Michael Kanan will be held next Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.